Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
If there is one sure thing about hunting, it is that you are going to spend money. And on this episode, I'm going to talk about how you can build a realistic hunting budget no matter where you are financially. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast and YouTube channel helping new hunters get started and bringing new insights to all hunters. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we are talking about how do you budget for hunting. All right, there's no guarantees that you will take game. There is no guarantees even that you will have fun, but there is an absolute guarantee that you are going to spend money. It is just the nature of the game. You've got to spend money just to get out there, even if you do nothing. Spending money is just part of hunting. So then the question is, how do you budget for it? How do you pay for and come up with the resources? How kind of a plan? How do you figure this thing out? All right. What do you do in order to do this? Now, this has both to do with getting started for the first time, getting out into the woods, but it also has to do with people that have been hunting for a long time and are just trying to figure out the right balance. All right. You know, a lot of people, they jump into this sport and they don't realize all the costs that are associated with getting started. And then they spend that money and they get started and they don't realize all the costs that are associated with continuing. And there ought to be fewer costs than there are, but marketing. And you've always got to have some new thing, some better thing, some warmer thing, some more effective thing. New things continue to come out. And then there are just recurring annual costs that a lot of people don't think about. So how do you work all this together and plan for a budget? Well, the first things first is you got to count the cost. All right? You got to count the cost up front or before you even start budgeting to figure out, okay, what does it take to do this? And I like to do that in two ways. First of all, what are the hard costs? What can I not get around? And then what are the other costs that are not as concrete and foundational? What are the more discretionary costs? So you've got the hard costs that you can't get around, and then you have all of the discretionary costs. And so we're going to look at this two ways, both from the beginner and then from the person who is already in the game and up and running. So if you're looking at it from the beginner, of course, a huge portion of this has to do with what are you going to hunt? All right, you're going after deer, that's one thing. Turkey, that's another. Waterfowl, different story. All right. Every different pursuit requires different things to hunt it. But you're going to have, across the board, there are things that are the same. So if you're going to go hunt anything, you're going to need licenses and tags. All right. You're probably going to have to take some kind of a course, a hunter safety course, in order to get your first license. Then you're going to need to buy a license. You might need additional tags on top of that license, or additional licenses, depending on where you are, what part of the country you're in, what your state laws are. So you're going to need licenses and tags. You're going to need some kind of a weapon, firearm, rifle, shotgun, bow, some kind of a weapon. You're then going to need something to expel from that weapon, some kind of a projectile. So that may be rifle bullets, that may be shotgun shells, that could be arrows with arrowheads. You're going to need the thing that you propel at the target. Then after that, you're going to have the things that you need to wear to get out there, right? That you're going to have to wear something, whether it's high tech, low tech, you know, just something that is at least color appropriate for the game that you're going after. All right. Then there are the other costs of, what do you do after you get the animal? Okay, well, you're probably going to need a knife. You're probably going to need some plastic bags, any number of other things. You know, if it's a turkey, you can just bring that home and butcher it yourself. Same with a duck. If it's a deer, you're probably less inclined to just bite that off and butcher your first deer by yourself. That's a much bigger job, so you're probably going to have to take that deer somewhere for processing, or to a buddy. But if you're going to have processing, then you're going to have those fees worked out. And then what do you do after the hunt? Are you going to mount something? Are you going to do a plaque? Are you going to do something free? There's costs that are associated there. And so you've got all of these sort of baseline stuff to get into it. But there's so many other things. If you're a deer hunter, you got tree stands, deer blinds, you got all kinds of stuff. If you're a waterfowl hunter, you got decoys, you got boots, you got waders, you got all kinds of stuff. If you're a turkey hunter, you got calls and you got vests, you may have blinds. There's just so many things. Every different pursuit has its own thing. So instead of just going through, you know, some meticulously boring kind of spreadsheet approach, what I want to focus in on is, how do you set a budget for you based on whatever your financial condition is? All right. What is a reasonable way to do that? Now, let's just start with deer hunting here, looking at the recurring annual costs that you cannot get away from. Right. So you're going to have licenses. In my state, you're probably looking at $30 or so every year. I could probably get the real numbers, but it's about $30 between your regular license and your doe tag. If you're going to do a archery, you're going to add another 20-some bucks on top of that. So for me to go deer hunting, $50 a year minimum, just in tags and licenses. Then there's going to be some cost of ammo, arrow, something. So for me, if I shoot one arrow a year to take a buck with a nice arrowhead, that's going to set me back $20 a year, assuming I can't reuse that arrowhead or that arrow. If I shoot two deer, it's $40. So let's just call it two, because I always get two tags. I don't always intentionally go hunting both deer. Depends on what my meat supply looks like. But okay, so that's $40. So then I'm at $90 on the year just in those things. Well, then I'm going to need some plastic gloves, some Ziploc bags, just some other disposable, some hand warmers I'm probably going to use, you know, hot hands and so on. So we're at $100. In hard cost, disposable, consumable stuff you got to spend every year just to hunt the deer. Now, I take my deer for processing. I don't butcher them myself because I don't have the space where I live, and I don't live in a neighborhood where I could get away with just hanging it in the front from a tree in the front yard. But even if I did that, I don't have the refrigeration necessary in order to do everything else that I would want to do. So I get my deer processed. Where I take the deer, they charge $140 for a buck, $120 for a doe. And that is cut and ground or however you want it, vacuum sealed, hard frozen in their industrial deep freezer with the antlers on the skull cap and handed back to you. And of course, I'm always going to get some extra stuff made. I might get some maple sausage or some kielbasa or some deer sticks, pepper sticks, cheese sticks, something else made with the deer. So probably just call it some kind of an average $200 in processing.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
I'm going to get a $25 mounting kit to mount those antlers without fail. So if you're keeping score, we're at 100 plus 200 plus 25. So that's 325 for me personally every year to hunt deer and get a deer. Now that I'm not pricing multiple deer there. That's just one deer to get butchered. If I get multiple deer butchered, it's either going to cost more or I may just give that deer to somebody else and let them, you know, do whatever they want to do with it. But baseline now could go up from there about $300, depending on how you slice it, for me to go out and shoot one deer. Those are the hard costs for me to go deer hunting. Now, it's a little different for duck hunting. For duck hunting, you don't have as many recurring annual costs. You've got the $26 license, plus the about $5 for the migratory game bird permit, and then $24, something like that, for the federal duck stamp. I should have looked this up, but whatever they are. So that's about $60 in tags and such. Then you've got ammo, and I don't hunt as much as a lot of other people do. So I may go through in the woods, maybe two or three boxes of ammo a season. And so let's call it three. So I typically hunt with bismuth, most often boss bismuth. And so I'm at about, let's call it $35 a box is what I get it for, because I am a paying member of the BOSS program. So 35 times 3, what's that come out to be? About $105. So I'm at 60 plus 105, 165. And then I'm probably going to go through some hot hands. I'm probably going to go through a couple garbage bags. Probably going to go through some other consumables. So we'll call it about $200 a year to go waterfowl hunting. I'm going to need a boat permit every year for my inflatable rowboat that I use to recover the birds in deep water. That's about $10 a year. So about $200 is the hard cost for me to hunt waterfowl every year. That's about what it comes out to be. And so, now some of those costs, oh, actually almost all of those costs are in addition to the deer hunting costs. Almost everyone is in addition. So there's very little overlap, just there's $25 overlap. So between deer hunting and waterfowl hunting, I'm up to $500 a year just to go into the woods. Then if you look at turkey hunting, I go out turkey hunting also. That actually does not really cost me anymore because I already bought the tags for the other two. I may buy the extra turkey tag so I can take two. We get one turkey tag included with our license, and then we can buy an extra one for bearded birds in the spring for another $26. So that, and then you've got the cost of ammo. We say you take two shots. I'm typically using TSS these days. So that's two shots at $15 a shot. And then that's $30 plus $25. That's another $55. So might go through some hand warmers. We'll call it $60. So for me to hunt deer is $300. And to get a deer, of course. If I don't get a deer, it's much cheaper. It's only $100, but I've gotten a deer every year for like the past 6 years, so that's what the price has been. Some years, two or three deer. So then, $300 for deer, $200 for waterfowl, $60 for turkey. So we're at $560. All right, what about pheasant hunting? I do hunt a little bit of pheasants, but I typically just use ammo that I already have. Extra ammo I've got for testing or leftover waterfowl ammo. It really doesn't cost me anything else. Probably should attribute something to it. Oh, there is a pheasant tag or permit. It's like another $25. So now we're at $300 plus $200 plus $60 plus $25, and we should probably just round that up. So that's $600 a year for me to go hunting, period. Now, you probably don't hunt as much stuff as I do. Maybe you just hunt one or two of those things. But for me, that's $600 every year to hunt those four types of game. Now, I also hunt crows a little bit. I hunt doves a little bit. But I just use target loads for those. And I've always got some extra target loads around. But I don't go through boxes and boxes. I mean, a little bit. So I'm already going to have that stuff because I go shoot sporting clays and other things. And I do all these videos. So, you know, there's just always there's always an extra couple boxes of shells lying around for other things. I'm not even going to count that. So about $600 a year for all of my hunting hard costs. Can't get around it. So how do you pay for all of that stuff? Now, that's not even buying another pair of pants. That's not getting a new coat. That's not getting a new pair of boots. All right, that's just what it costs to keep going into the woods, spending nothing on anything else. Now, what I recommend people do, and most people don't do this and won't do it, and you may hear me say it, and you may say, hey, that's a good idea, but you're not going to do it. But what I like to do is accrual. And every time I get paid, I like to set aside a bit of money towards all the different things that I do in my life. So, for example, I get paid, I've got money. I know every paycheck we're going to set this much money aside for living expenses. And that's groceries and food and shampoo and everything else. I'm going to set money aside for bills, right? That covers, you know, the rent and electricity and car insurance and all the other bills. I'm going to set money aside into the car account or the car fund because I know every year I'm going to have to get that thing inspected. And there's going to be emissions. And you know what? That car is going to need tires sooner or later. And it's going to need a new battery sooner or later. And there's just going to be maintenance stuff that you need to do, right? You're going to have to get new brake pads eventually. So every now and then, something is going to need replaced, like a bearing or a spring, or something is going to break and need fixed. So every paycheck, I put aside a portion of funds into a separate car fund so that whenever something happens or is needed for the car, there's the money for it. Do the same thing with healthcare, because insurance and stuff like that costs real money, and as do like doctor bills. And then I like to set aside then a portion of money, among other things. I'm not going to go through all my personal budgeting, but for hunting. And so how much do you set aside for hunting? Well, I know I need $600 a year minimum. So you've got 52 weeks in a year, 26 paychecks in a year. So if I set aside $10 a paycheck for those 26 paychecks, that's going to put me at $260. So if I set aside $20 a paycheck, that's going to put me at $520. So I need to set aside about $25 a paycheck in order to cover everything.
Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
That's just about what it comes to be. You got to be about $25 a paycheck to cover all the hard costs and necessities of hunting for the year. And so people say, well, how much should you set aside? Well, you've got to start somewhere. And the place where you start is the baseline, the costs you cannot get around if you want to hunt. So every 2 weeks, I set aside $25 then, or need to set aside $25, or $12.50 or so every 1 week into the hunting account, or into an envelope, or into a fund or a folder, or whatever, however you do it. It's just on paper, spreadsheet, back of a notebook, a napkin, wherever you write this stuff, you got to set aside this money. And that just covers the recurring minimal cost that it takes to do the sport. Now, if you only hunt deer and you butcher the deer yourself, well, that's $100 a year. If you, if you're archery hunting and doing everything else that I did, so that's a lot less. If you only hunt waterfowl, that's going to be a lot less. You're up to, if I only hunted waterfowl, that'd be $200 a year. And so I could save like $8 a pay period and cover that no problem. But I hunt a lot of stuff, and I like to hunt a lot of stuff. And being, the guy doing the podcast and the YouTube stuff, I probably ought to be hunting a bunch of stuff if I'm going to be talking about it and telling you guys what to do and how you can do better. And of course, I go after other things too. Right? Small game, predators, and so on. But that really doesn't cost me any extra money because I have all of that ammo and those stuff, all the guns, everything's already lying around. So if I'm going to go predator hunting, I've got the same box of ammo that I've been using for like the last 4 years. And we don't shoot too many predators in a given year because I only go out a couple days a year. I'm going to go out small game hunting, I have thousands and thousands of 22 bullets that I can use that I've just had since before there even was a podcast, right? It's just, it's a non-thing. And, you know, various other pursuits as well. Groundhogs, whatever, crows. I've got the stuff already for it. I don't go through enough of it that they need to really add anything to the budget. So for me, $25 a paycheck minimum. But of course, it doesn't end there, right? There's always more stuff. There's things you want to buy. You're going to want a new gun eventually. You're going to want a new pair of gloves. Your boots are going to wear out. Your waders are going to wear out. Your tree stand's going to rust through. You have got to accrue more money than the minimum in order to be a realistic hunter. That doesn't mean you need to buy Sitka gear, but eventually you're going to wear stuff out. Eventually you're going to have to replace stuff. It's just the way of the world. So then what do you do to cover those things? I recommend you set aside a percentage of your take-home pay. All right, every paycheck. So maybe it's 1%. All right, now this is in addition to the hard costs. So I know I need to set aside $25 a paycheck to cover all the hard costs of all the stuff that I hunt. I recommend you set aside a percentage of your take-home pay in addition to that. All right, if you make $1,000 a paycheck, 1% is $10. That's $10 a paycheck. That'll end up being $260 a year because you got 26 pay periods. And so if you set aside 1% of your pay, if you make $1,000 a paycheck, then you're going to have $260 a year in the hunting fund to replace stuff and buy stuff. For some people, that's sufficient. That's, for some people, that's plenty even. In fact, for some people, that's enough to cover their hard costs and accrue extra money for other things. It is not enough for me, though, because I am a gear fan and I hate being cold and I like to buy stuff. Now, I am nowhere near the shopper that a lot of people are. I don't buy as much stuff as you might think I buy. But every year, I'm probably going to buy a new something. New pair of boots, or a new jacket, or a new coat, or a new set of base layers, or a new something. And I'm to the point now in my hunting career where I'm not buying, you know, $20 parkas at Walmart anymore. I'm not buying Sitka gear either most of the time, unless it's secondhand or 50% off. You're going to have a gift card on top of that. But I'm going to spend a couple $100 a year on replacing stuff or upgrading stuff. And that hunting blinds, you know, every couple years I need another hunting blind. I typically keep two up in the woods at all times. And so if it comes time to replace one, a decent hunting blind costs about $150. They certainly can cost more than that, but that's about where they start. And so I know every 2 years or so, maybe less, I'm going to need another hunting blind. Tree stands last longer, but none last forever. So I keep up three tree stands. I'd say the average tree stand probably lasts 5 to 10 years. So I know every 3 or 4 years, I should probably accrue money to replace a tree stand. Now, tree stands aren't that expensive, except they also need ladders, and they need hooks, and they need straps, and they need extra straps if you're like me, because I don't trust one ratchet strap to save my life, so I'm going to put 3 or 5 on that thing. Those straps actually tend to wear out faster than the tree stand does. But if you get 10 years out of a tree stand, you've got 3, you're going to need to replace one every 3 or 4 years, right? That's just the math that you've got to do. You know, for waterfowl hunting, eventually I'm going to wear out my decoys. And how long do my decoys last? I don't know. 5 to 10 years, probably. I don't use all of my decoys on every hunt. I don't use decoys on every hunt, period. But in the early season, I will hunt with my wood duck decoys. Later after that, I'll hunt with my small mallards. And for certain hunts, I'll hunt with my big mallards. So I've got three different sets of decoys. So those decoys last a while because they all get used at different times and there's not that much overlap because we don't have huge water with tons of ducks that need to throw out all of our decoys in a massive spread too often. But, you know, you got to estimate this stuff. I use waders. How long does a pair of waders last? Well, in terms of the industry, probably 2 years. In terms of the waders I buy, 5 years or so. So I know every 5 years, I need to get another pair of waders. So you got a crew for that. If your waders wear out every 2 years, based on what you buy and or how often you hunt, it's not always a matter of what you spend. It's also, you know, if you hunt 40 days a season and I hunt 10, well, yours are going to wear out a lot faster than mine. That's just the way the math works. So you got to think about this stuff. Turkey vests. I got a new turkey vest last year because my previous turkey vest of 5 or 6 years started to wear out. Stuff started to break and fall off and it wouldn't hold together right anymore. So it was time to get another one. But I can be pretty hard on turkey vests. So you got to think about whatever it is that you use. You have to put that into a frame of mind of this is going to wear out eventually. You know, gloves tend to wear out faster than jackets or coats or pants. Shoes tend to wear out faster than jackets and pants. Gloves wear out faster than shoes for me. But I know every so often I'm going to need to buy a new pair of this, new pair of that. And so you got to set aside or plan, budget, prepare for this kind of stuff. Now, if you make $1,000, take home, pay a paycheck.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
One, that's not bad at all. $10 is 1%, $260. If you make $2,000 a take-home pay, well, that's double that you're setting aside now. You're setting aside, you know, $520, all right? So whatever you do, but 1% is usually a decent place to start. 1% of your take-home pay, this is on top of your hard costs. So we calculated those hard costs. I know I need $25 a paycheck. And then 1% on top of that is going to be your replace, repair, upgrade budget. Of course, you can do more than 1%. You could do 2 or 3%. Depending on what you make, you know, if your take-home pay is $10,000 a paycheck, well, hey, 1% is going to go pretty far. It also depends on what your priorities are. If your take-home pay is $500, or if, you know, you're a teenager working through high school and you just work part-time and your take-home pay is $200, well, okay, 1% of that's $2. Well, that's not going to do anything. So it depends on what your priority level is. If you're a teenager and you work to make money to hunt, 50%. 80% of your take-home pay may go into hunting, right? But for most people that are, you know, adults working in the real world, that's not feasible. But it depends on what your priority level is. It depends on how much of yourself you invest in the hunting, how much of your money you're comfortable investing into it. You know, 1%, I think, is a good starting point. You might do 5%. You might do 10% and just love to travel and hunt things around the country or around the world. But keep in mind, it all depends on how much you make. It all depends on what your income is. The more you make, the more 1% is. But that, I think, is the simplest and most straightforward way that you're able to do this kind of a thing. Project, plan, get a sense of... Now, here's the other thing also. This approach can help discipline your spending. If you decide you're going to set aside 1%, 2%, 3%, whatever it is, of your take-home pay for hunting or for this hobby, because maybe bigger even than hunting, right? Maybe you do sporting clays too. Maybe you just like firearms and you want to buy guns. You set aside whatever that percentage is into its own account, into its own fund, folder, spreadsheet, envelope, whatever, however you do it. If you set that aside and you discipline yourself and say, okay, this is my budget. Whatever's in there is what I'm able to spend. All right, so I want to go and buy all this stuff, but how much have I saved? How much have I accrued? What do I have available? In this way, you keep yourself from spending money that you ought to be saving or spending on other things. You keep yourself from taking money out of the car fund, and you know eventually that car is going to need stuff, but you're like, well, I could really use a new pair of this or a new one of those or a new shotgun. If you don't plan money and you don't set money aside, you will never have money for the things that you need. And then you will be apt to try to pull money from other things that you ought not anytime something comes up. So if you have no budget, you may spend thousands a year in hunting because anytime you need something or want something, you just... You rationalize it. Well, let's take money out of the car account and buy a new side-by-side. Let's take money out of the health account, out of the medical bills account, and let's go buy, you know, some new Sitka gear. And anytime you need or want something or you see some good marketing, you're apt to pull money out of other places. And in the long run, that catches up with you. That can cause problems. But if you say, hey, we're setting aside... 200, 500, 1,000, 5,000, whatever it is, dollars a year for hunting and for hunting related stuff, then you say, okay, I want this, I need that. How much money do I have in the budget, in the account? And if it's not there, you just discipline yourself. You say, nope, not yet. Or no, not that one. Or no, let's get the cheaper one. All right, let's wait a while. No, maybe in the spring, maybe in the fall, maybe next year. What you're able to keep from robbing other areas of your life, taking money that you ought to save to go on vacation with your kids in order to go buy hunting gear because you don't have a hunting budget. And you're like, well, if I don't take the money from somewhere, I'll never buy anything. Oftentimes, get this now, oftentimes you can save money by setting more money aside for hunting. Because you can control your spending by setting a budget and knowing that you have money to buy whatever you want or need for this pursuit, as long as it's within this budget, as long as it's within that. But you, there's something liberating about knowing I've got money set aside to buy the stuff I want to buy. Every time I get paid, I'm setting money aside. And when I want something, I can buy it. Maybe I gotta wait to buy it. Maybe I got to not buy some other things. Maybe I got to just hold off a little bit, but I can get it. There is a way. You can run the numbers. How much time is it going to take? And you're able to focus and discipline yourself, and you can see it coming. You can see it happening. You've got vision that you know you can get those things if you want them bad enough. It's just a matter of timing. As opposed to plotting and trying to figure out where else in your money you can pull cash from in order to go get this thing, because that's the only way to do it. Well, I want it today, so where can I pull money out of? Nah, I don't really need it in my 401k. Yeah, that'll catch up with you. I don't really need it in a health account. Well, you will eventually, or somebody will. I don't need it in the car account. You think it's going to run forever? But if you're just, that's the only way you know to get the money to do the stuff, you just do it indiscriminately. And you will often spend way more than if you just intentionally set money aside, budget for it, plan for it, and then stick to that budget. So that's my recommendation, guys. Now, if you're just starting out, you need to count the cost. You've got all those things that I just mentioned, which may be factors for you, but then you need everything. You need a gun. You need gear. So I've done entire episodes on this subject, how to get started, how to get gear, how to find gear cheap. Go to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Go to whatever you plan to hunt, ducks, deer, waterfowl, turkeys, whatever. There's probably one or more episodes about gear and getting started there and how to get gear cheap. Go ahead and dig into that. Then get the, figure out, okay, what's a budget? What's it going to take? I mean, if I can borrow my cousin's shotgun and I can get some of this at the thrift store and I can buy some of this cheap at Walmart, then add it all up. Okay, what's it going to cost? What's it going to take? What are you going to need in order to do this? And then you just plug it into that equation. All right. And you just plug it into that equation and start to try to plan and budget for it. And that can help you keep your life in balance, stay realistic, you know, keep your goals and your plans and your projections and everything in a place that's healthy and you're getting and doing the things that you need to do that are important to do. It's all about being realistic, counting the cost, and then finding a way, a path, a plan in order to accrue those funds. All right. If you're not an accrual accounting person, change. It's just that easy. Just change. You can do this. This is not that hard. Every time you get paid, just take the money out and throw it in there. A lot of banks will they have services and things that they will do this for you if you want them to. A lot of banks, they'll set up Christmas fund accrual stuff. So every time you get paid, they'll take $30 out of your paycheck and put it in the Christmas fund. And then once, you know, Christmas season rolls around, you've got your Christmas money saved up. Well, you can do the same thing. Just use that for hunting. Make that your hunting fund. You know, you doesn't necessarily have to be a manual process. There's certainly ways that you can automate it if you want to. You know, talk to your bank. There's lots of options out there. There's apps. There's all sorts of things that you can do that can help this be a little easier, run a little smoother, and all of that. So, guys, I hope this episode was helpful for you. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com. Check out all the other episodes and everything that I've mentioned and all the other assets that are available there for you. Head to iTunes. Leave a 5-star review with comment to help grow the channel. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby, right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Through the Blackwater Bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest. Me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.